The recording has restarted at 10:04 a.m. We are on the consent agenda. Dr. King.
So members of the board, we're on the consent agenda. Item number 5, A, B, C, D. Are there any cases on the agenda that you would like to pull out to discuss in further detail before we make a motion? I would actually like to pull out 5C, Mr. Bitten, for discussion. Are there any other agenda items that you'd like to discuss?
None here.
Okay, we'll make a motion then that we approve the agenda items on the consent agenda 5A1, B1, and 2, with the exception of C1, Mr. Bitten.
Second.
Any discussion?
Who did that second?
Mr. Greer.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. If there's no discussion, then Judy, can you call the vote, please?
It has been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda 5A and 5B, with removing 5C for individual consideration. Dr. King.
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Thank you. Is Mr. Bitten on the call?
I saw his attorney.
Mr. Good Bell. Morning. This is Colin Bell. I represent Mr. Bitten, who I believe is actually present on this call as well.
Mr. Bitten, are you on the call?
I don't see his name, but that doesn't mean he isn't calling in from a number that's not specified.
Well, I have been in contact with him, so I believe he is trying to get in on the meeting. He has been listening this morning, but he's authorized me to speak in his stead if the board will entertain a few minutes of its time for me.
Appreciate that, Mr. Bell. I'm not sure you'll be able to answer the questions I have for Mr. Bitten and how his practice has changed and what he's learned and the strengths of his documentation at this point, because I'd really prefer to hear from him.
Right. I'll just see if I can confirm that he is going to be on this call, if I may just have a minute or two of the board's time.
Thank you.
Dr. King, do you want to move on while we're waiting to see if he gets in touch? Or?
Yes. What we have next are the initial reviews.
We do have the one request for completion prior to 10:30.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah. Okay, then let's do that. Let's move to agenda item number 9, if that's okay with the board. We have several on here, so I'm going to, whoever's typing, do you mind muting? I think someone's typing, maybe it's Mr. Bell. Do you mind muting? Thank you. So we're going to move on to agenda item number 9 for initial review. So I do have a script that I want to read. just to help the those that are on the agenda know the process of an initial review, if you don't mind. So this is the time and place that we've scheduled for the board's initial reviews of complaints. There are 6 cases for the board to consider today. The matters will be heard by the board pursuant to its authority, ARS 32-2045. For everyone's benefit, I'll provide a brief summary of how the board conducts its initial review. The summary applies to all cases that we will hear today, and I won't repeat this for each case. As we begin, I'd like to take a moment to introduce each of the board members. I'm Dr. King, I'm the board chair. Board members, do you mind introducing yourself, please?
Karen Bustillo, professional member, vice president.
Giovanni Leone, professional member, secretary.
John Height, professional member.
Joshua Greer, public member.
Joshua Barton, public member.
Okay, thank you so much. For those participating in the initial reviews, please be aware that we have read all of the materials submitted. If at any time it is necessary to refer to a patient, please do so by using the initials only. In each case, the board will first hear a brief summary of the investigative report from its staff. Once staff is finished, the board will ask the complainant if they are present, if they wish to address the board, and then the board will ask the professional or their attorney if they're present, if they would like to do the same. In order to give everyone the same opportunity to address the board, we ask those speaking to not take time repeating information that the board has already received and reviewed. We will be, you'll be given the same amount of time to address the board that it took to present the investigative report, about 5 minutes or so. Please keep in mind that this is not the time or place for the complainant or the professional to address each other. The board has a civility policy that prohibits the use of any type of disruptive conduct. Those violating this policy, and after having been given the opportunity to modify their behavior, will be removed from the meeting. Once the board concludes its discussions with the parties, it will be move into delegation and deliberations. While the parties are free to stay and listen to the deliberations, we ask that you respect the time that we are now discussing the case amongst ourselves and request that you not interrupt the process. The board's options include but are not limited to dismissing a complaint, taking no disciplinary action, such as issuing an advisory letter or order of continuing education, offering the professional a consent agreement, requesting the professional participate in informal or remanding this matter to a formal hearing. Before we call the cases, I want to advise everyone that these are initial reviews and they are audio recorded. Accordingly, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly, so and only one person at a time. And lastly, to the board, this a reminder, please, that this is not an informal hearing. If you have a few questions that will help you better understand the case, to take action or potentially resolve the case through a dismissal, non-disciplinary, or consent agreement, please feel free to ask them. However, if you have a number of substantive questions or need additional investigative information, it may be more appropriate to move the case to an informal hearing. Thank you. All right, so we're going to move to 9. Let's see, Ms. Cottingham. 9B.
No.
2214, Stephanie Cottingham. Ms. Cottingham, are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you're represented as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. Is the patient's family on the call as well?
This is Mindy. Are you able to hear me?
Yes. Hi, Mindy.
I apologize for my internet connectivity issues. I did hear from the son who filed the complaint that he was planning to attend. Mr. Newsom, are you on the? Okay.
Couldn't push the button in time. I'm here.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Newsom.
Good morning.
Mr. Newsom, okay. Mindy, do you want to give us a brief overview of the investigative report?
Yes. Complaint 2214 was received from the son of patient DW. The son alleged that Ms. Cottingham made false statements in the medical record when she completed her documentation after physical therapy co-treatment with OT with his mother on October 2nd of 2018. In his subsequent interview, Mr. Newsom alleged that Ms. Cottingham was verbally abusive to DW during the treatment on 10-2-18. He submitted an audio recording of that therapy session, but the recording was taken without Ms. Cottingham's knowledge. The recording could not be independently verified as to date and the identity of all persons that were recorded. Therefore, the recording was not included in this investigative report. Ms. Cottingham and her attorney, Mr. Bennett, received a copy of the draft investigative report and provided a written response that was included in your board materials. The investigation could not find a preponderance of evidence to support Mr. Newsom's allegation of false statements and verbal abuse. However, medical record review did identify an additional proposed allegation of substandard care for the board to consider. So the two proposed potential violations are ARS 32-2044-14, making misleading, deceptive, untrue, or fraudulent representations in violation of this chapter or in the practice of the profession, and ARS 32-2044-4, engaging in the performance of substandard care by a physical therapist due to a deliberate or negligent act or failure to act, regardless of whether actual injury to the patient is established. This case is for your review.
Thank you, Mindy. Ms. Cottingham, do you have a brief opening statement or would like to say something?
Yes, please. Thank you for your time this morning to the board. I would just like to introduce myself. My name is Stephanie Cottingham, and I'm a physical therapist here in the Valley. I attended school locally at A.T. Still University and began my practice at St. Joseph Hospital, where I practiced for about 10 years as a neurological specialist and gained a skill set, which was then transferred to Chandler Regional Hospital when they began to develop a neurological program as well. I worked with a comprehensive team of multidisciplinary clinicians from occupational, physical, speech therapy, neurologists, hospitalists, and so on in my patients that I was seeing at both hospitals. And I worked on a neurological specialty floor where I met the patient that's in discussion today. And when I met that patient, my focus, along with my team members, was addressing the areas which were delegated to the physical therapist in that setting, and having a concern mostly to be able to complete an evaluation with the patient such that I would be able to make safe recommendations for if she should be going home with her son who was present, or if a recommendation for a rehab facility would be a safer choice for her. So alongside the occupational and therapists, I directed treatment towards the patient that's in question and did my best to give her quality care, listen to the concerns that she and or her son may have voiced, and be able to help give them education back so they could make decisions about her health care needs moving forward. So thank you for the moments to listen to me this morning. I appreciate your time.
Sure. Yeah. Mr. Newsom, do you have something to say to the board at all?
Yeah. I was just surprised. I didn't, when I looked at the medical records, I was surprised to see that she had stated the things that allegedly that my mother had said. My mother never said any of those things, and I didn't say any of those things that she wrote on the medical record. But unbeknownst to her, when she wrote it, I had left my telephone on recording the and my mother wasn't rude. She said my mother was rude. It was everything that what happened was my mother had been injured the day before. The PT had a meeting that we didn't know nothing about for 10 minutes with a nursing staff. This is in the medical records. When she comes to my mother's room, the PT never, through the whole recording, she never says anything. I'm the PT. OT did all of the assessment, all of the work. The OT person did everything. The PT person standing behind my mother, making derogatory remarks to my mother. And she was trying to, my mother, after she left the room, her and OT out of their meeting with the staff, they labeled my mother as a confused old lady. And that was what was in the medical records. We didn't know anything about her putting these things in the record. And also, this PT person didn't do anything that day. Everything was done by the OT person. She billed hours, and she did not do anything for my mother that day. When you look at the medical records, you don't see her doing any assessment. She didn't do anything for my mother. All she did was come into the room to be combative, as if she was retaliating against my mom for the nurse injured my mom. My mom was assaulted the day before by a nurse. And so she labeled my mother confused, and which is out of her scope of practice. But the main thing that I want to say is that she was very rude to my mom. And I hate that they didn't get a chance to listen to the audio, because everything that she wrote about my mom, she said my mom was rude. My mom was not rude. My mom was trying to understand who they were, because they never announced. The PT person never once said, I'm PT. I'm here to do physical therapy. She never once said any of those things. So I requested, if it's possible, you all, even though I didn't have permission, but I didn't know I left the phone on, but I didn't know that she was going to give false statements either. And so I just let you all know that she was highly unprofessional. She did not provide any care to my mother. There shouldn't have been a bill at all. And then about the transfer. She put a statement in there that I did not do transfer right in the medical record. She could not pick my mom up. You hear her saying on the audio, she said, she's too heavy for me. I said, I'll get her up. So I got my mom up. The audio, the PT's notes, and the OT notes, none of it registered. None of it matched. Everything that she said is not in the OT's record. And the OT is the only person that worked with my mom. This PT person didn't do anything for my mom that day, but stood behind my mom, making derogatory remarks, saying that I'm the Mr. Nuisance. She said, this is what I'm talking about. She had never been with my mom before. She was supposed to remain professional, and she was, and one other thing, and I'm going to say this about my mother's dignity. They were supposed to close that door. They were trying to get to wash my mother. They refused to close the door. People were walking by and seeing my mother's nakedness while they were washing her. All that's on the audio tape. And that's all I have to say. I did not know until I looked at the medical records that she falsified statements about my mom and myself. She said that my mom told her she was not wanting to deal with me after the transfer. But unbeknown to her, none of that stuff that she stated was on the audio. So that's all I have. I wish you all could have got a chance to look at the audio.
Thank you,
Mr. She said about transfer was poorly done, but she never gave me any training. But the OT never said that. OT was the one that did all the assessment and the work that day. She didn't do anything but stand behind my mom, and then she billed for hours that she did not do.
I think we understand your concern. So thank you for sharing your statement.
Thank you. Thank you for
Board members, do you have any questions at all for Ms. Cottingham?
This is Mr. Barton. My question is actually probably for our staff. Did we make any attempts to verify the recording?
No, this is Mindy. No, Mr. Newsom submitted the recording. I listened to it. I consulted with our board staff, and we determined that based on the lack of identification, I wouldn't pursue including that in the investigative report.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how we would do that. So I would ask for some guidance in that.
And what do you mean by that, Mindy, by the lack of identification?
There's no date. There's nothing on there to identify who was present in the room. They do use the patient's name, and I do identify two female people in the room and a male voice, but the names aren't there. There's nothing to validate who in fact was in the room. And at one point, a third female comes into the room as well, and she is identified as the nurse.
But couldn't the complainant tell you who those people were?
He did. He confirmed that was the physical therapist and the occupational therapist.
And they never announced their names.
I guess what more confirmation do you need?
I'm happy if you want to continue investigation and you want to me to include that audio recording and the summary of that audio recording, I'm happy to do that.
I think I would want to hear that, because that was one thing that was obviously missing from the investigative report was this recording. And I think we can deal with, you know, I think Ms. Cottingham can provide her thoughts on, you know, if that was her. And I think the complainant can provide his thoughts on what he thinks. But I think we need to hear that.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree. Mr. Bennett and Ms. Cottingham, obviously we would provide you with a copy of that, but would you be opposed to us reviewing that before we move forward on this or have a conversation about this?
Well, in order for me to make a decision as to whether or not we would oppose it or not, I need to listen to it to see if it is, in fact, authenticated. I mean, those people could be, I don't know when the recording started. I don't know who is on there. And if there's nothing other than Mr. Newsom stating who's on the tape, I don't think that's enough. I think that there needs to be some affirmative indication of who was actually recorded on the audio tape. I mean, for all we know, it could be anyone. I'm not saying it's not Ms. Cottingham. I'm just saying there needs to be something independent on that recording that will state, hey, look, this is who, this is when it was taken, this is the date, this is the time, etc.
Mm-hmm. I show you all on my phone. Here's my phone right here. Here's the
Mr.
phone.
Newsom, Mr. Newsom, it's okay. Don't show us anything, please.
It's got the date and the time on it.
Hang in there. Just okay. Hang in there. Mr. Harris, yeah. Do you have a thought?
Well, I'd be happy to go into executive session if the board would like.
Yeah, let's make a motion to go into executive session. I make a motion to go into executive session.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Basile?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay.
Those attendees of the meeting, the board will exit this meeting and move into executive session for a short time period and will return to this meeting afterwards. So please feel free to just stay here and the board will be right back.
Mr. Bennett, this is Mindy Richardson. I understand that you have a time constraint of 10:30. Are you able to stay on the call, on the meeting?
Yeah, Mindy, and I appreciate your concern. Yes, I have we, assuming it's about 15 minutes or so, I should be fine, Mindy. Thank you.
Okay, yep. And Mr. Richardson, you stay on the meeting?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Thank you. All the board members have exited the meeting. Mr. Harris is still working on it. I'm going to stop the recording at 10:29.